And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of January, 2015. 1849, on this day, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman to get a medical degree. She'd been born in England, came to this country as a young girl, and she got her degree from Geneva Medical College in Geneva, New York. The faculty was opposed to letting her come to school. They decided to put it to a vote of the student body. The students thought it was a good joke, and they voted unanimously to admit her. They were shocked when she actually showed up. Elizabeth Blackwell eventually opened a hospital for women in New York City, and she wrote an autobiography in which she said, "It is not easy to be a pioneer, but oh, it is fascinating. I would not trade one moment, even the worst moment, for all the riches in the world." It's the birthday of another pioneer, the biochemist and pharmacologist Gertrude B. Aelion, born in New York City, 1918. Went to Hunter College when she was just 15, got her degree in chemistry. She wanted to work in a laboratory, but those jobs were only for men. But she got in when World War II broke out. There was a shortage of chemists, and she got a job at a pharmaceutical company where she formed a partnership with Dr. George Hitchings, a collaboration that went on for 40 years. They developed new drugs. They designed compounds to block viral infections by interrupting cell growth, developed drugs to treat leukemia, herpes, gout, malaria. Their work was instrumental in the development of the AIDS drug AZT. Gertrude B. Aelion was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine, 1988. She said, "The Nobel Prize is fine, but the drugs I've developed are rewards in themselves." Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter entitled Music. When I was a child, I once sat sobbing on the floor beside my mother's piano as she played and sang, for there was in her singing a shy yet solemn glory my smallness could not hold. And when I was asked why I was crying, I had no words for it. I only shook my head and went on crying. Why is it that music, at its most beautiful, opens a wound in us, an ache, a desolation deep as a homesickness for some far-off and half-forgotten country? I've never understood why this is so, but there's an ancient legend from the other side of the world that gives away the secret of this mysterious sorrow. For centuries on centuries, we have been wandering, but we were made for paradise, as deer for the forest. And when music comes to us with its heavenly beauty, it brings us desolation. For when we hear it, we half remember that lost native country. We dimly remember the fields, their fragrant windswept clover, the bird songs in the orchards, the wild white violets in the moss by the transparent streams, and shining at the heart of it is the longed-for beauty of the one who waits for us, who will always wait for us in those radiant meadows, yet also came to live with us and wanders where we wander. Music, a poem by Ann Porter from her collection Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.